aquaculture, it's big business in South Carolina, and one company is expanding its operations. I'm Mike Davis. I'm talking now with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and boy, this is one that catches my attention, Commissioner. When we start talking oysters and more of them, then I'm a happy fellow.
Well, it makes us happy for a couple reasons. More oysters, like you said, but also just points out the variety of South Carolina agriculture, in this case, aquaculture, with this really well-run organization, Lowcountry Oyster, down there at Trey McMillan's place at Bennett's Point. But for this expansion to come along, it really highlights the diversity of agriculture, the prospects for expansion, the optimism that someone like this operation has. So very excited about it for a lot of reasons.
I understand this is going to quadruple their output. It looks like they're really going to crank it up a bit, aren't they?
They sure are. They've had tremendous success over the last 3 to 4 years, and we've been involved with Trey. And we're involved with this expansion with some support, because that is what the Growing Agribusiness Fund is designed to do, and that is to help existing South Carolina agricultural businesses sort of take their operation to the next level with a sizable investment. And Trey is committed to that. But you're right, it's going to take him from 5,000 oysters an hour to 20,000. So I don't think you could eat that many, but he'll be ready for you if you try. But it just adds some of his infrastructure. And in visiting with the operation, I know that they are setting up to support other oyster farmers as well. This growth came about when the legislature passed some laws years ago that let us have a little more flexibility in oyster harvesting. Mm-hmm. As long as the cold chain and the good agricultural practices are followed. So I'm very excited to see these reactions because of that. You know, just getting down there to visit with Trey McMillan and his staff gives you that optimism and confidence that supporting agriculture and the future with these innovative ideas is the right thing to do for South Carolina. So it's just a great example. Who'd have ever thought oyster farming would be this big of a thing in South Carolina?
With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.